Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
The anti-Semitism coming out of this administration is the worst we have ever seen. That is a serious charge.
Absolutely. Aaron, time and again, this president has had an opportunity to condemn anti-Semitism. He had a chance to include Jews in Holocaust remembrance. He didn't. He had a chance to speak out against the desecration of Jewish cemeteries this weekend. He didn't. He had a chance to speak out against bomb threats against JCCs, and he didn't. Today, when he was forced, obviously by some staffers, because it came several news cycles after, he finally spoke out. Is our country so lower in its expectations of what to expect from a president that we are supposed to say, congratulations, Mr. President, you recognize anti-Semitism? That's pathetic.
That's Stephen Goldenstein. So who is he, you say? Last night, Aaron Burnett's out front, director of the Anne Frank Center. This is a guy who is saying over and over again that this president, his administration, the people surrounding him are the most anti-Semitic of all presidents, of all politicians, that essentially this guy, Donald Trump, is nothing but anti-Semitism. That's what he is. No matter how many times he comes out and denies it, no matter how many times he comes out and he speaks up against it, no matter how many times he comes out there and says, I denounce it, it is never enough for some people. It's never enough for some people. Don't matter what he does. Rise of white nationalism. Hey, Donald, do you denounce white nationalists? Yes. I can't stand them. I don't believe in them. They're horrible. It's not what this country's about. So what you're saying is you don't denounce them. Well, I just said it. No, you didn't say it the way I wanted to. Well, then I denounce them. Ah, it's too late. It's a gotcha all the time with him. I am no apologist for this president or his administration or any president and any administration or any politician. But I will tell you this right now. I don't see it. I want to know where it's at. If you see it, if you know it, people say, Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon's the most anti-Semitic human being ever. Steve Bannon would have been there at Kristallnacht. If you don't know what that is, read a book. Let's continue because he gets into some fiery exchanges. Yes, he was on with Aaron Burnett and a girl, a lovely lady by the name of Kaylee McCanny, and they kind of went at it on several occasions. But Steve Goldstein here just continues to push this narrative that somehow the president of the United States is essentially the leader of the white nationalist movement.
I've got to ask you straight on. So you think the president does not like Jews and is prejudiced against Jews? You think that about the president of the United States?
You bet. And do you know why?
Wow.
And wow is why, Kaylee. Do you know why?
Does he hate his daughter?
You know what, Kaylee? You know what, Kaylee? I am tired of commentators like you from the right trotting out his daughter, trotting out his son-in-law as talking points against the president's anti-Semitism.
First of all, what is it trotting out? Like, that's what I want to know. You betcha I am. You darn tootin' right, Kaylee. Yeah, absolutely. That's Stephen Goldstein from the Anne Frank Center. He's the director there, talking about the anti-Semitism that is surrounding this president. And he trots them out? What is he supposed to do? Hey, let's keep this dirty little secret that my daughter married a Jew. We'll put them on the... No. No, I'm sorry. But it's not enough. I'm sick of people on the right. Well, I'm sick of people on the left always telling me what a racist this guy is and that anybody supports him is a misogynistic, homophobic, racist, anti-Semitic, white nationalist. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of the left coming at me telling me what I should and shouldn't believe based on their feelings. I have yet to see it. I'm waiting. Phone's open. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Show me where this president has been anti-Semitic. I'd like to see it. Well, he didn't say anything on National Holocaust Survivors Day. Or he didn't. Show me where it is. Don't come at me with some BS. Well, I read somewhere on Daily Kos or Mother May I or on the Huffington Post. Or show me. Facts, not feelings, kids. Facts, not feelings. I didn't mean to get in the way of their tete-a-tete. Let's hear some more from our beautiful friends there, Kaylee McCanny and Stephen Goldstein.
They are Jewish, but that is not a talking point against anti-Semitism, and that is a disgrace.
Let's dissect your statement.
Have you no ethics than to invoke people's religion as a talking point?
Let's make this a dialogue.
That itself is anti-Semitic.
Let's make this a dialogue instead of a monologue. Do you think the president dislikes his daughter?
Okay.
Answer the question. Because you said he doesn't like Jews and his daughter's
Jewish. I'm under no obligation to answer a curveball question.
Because you can't answer the question.
Because it's a nonsensical question based on nothing.
Yes. Yes, you have to answer it. You can't say what you said and then say, well, I don't have to answer it. Yes, you do. You absolutely do. I want proof. Proof is he isn't doing enough. Last time I checked, in fact, let's get Bibi Netanyahu on here. He knows a little something about the Jewish people, right? Let's see what he has to say. Hey, Bibi, you think the president doesn't like the Jews? You know what I think he'd say? Tell Stephen he needs to shut his pie hole. Yeah, that's what I think he'd say. Look, I am no apologist, and I will go after him when I think he's wrong and he is screwed up. I will. I got zero problems with that. You listen to the show, you know me. You know what I'm capable of. Y'all know me. Y'all know what I do. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, Quint. That's a Jaws reference, by the way. But I will tell you this. I don't see it. I don't. And the thing is, he's not doing enough for you. He's not doing enough for you. He's not doing enough for the African-American community. No matter what happens, he's not doing enough. He's not doing enough for this community. No matter what happens, it'll never be enough. You've got it against it that it's never going to be enough. It's never going to happen. You're the skeptic. It will never change. If tonight Donald Trump looks at his entire administration and says, arm up, we're going to the Jewish centers, we're going to the Holocaust memorial sites here in America, the museums. We're going to the temples. We're going to the graveyard. We're going to all of these places, and we're going to guard it so nothing takes place. It'll never be enough. They'll be like, sorry, that's not enough. That's not enough. It doesn't matter what he does. Some people are going to be the way they are. This guy was a blowhard. He got out there and he yapped his trap. But in the end, there was no proof. It was just his rhetoric. It was his talking points. Still waiting. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. I just want to know. Waiting. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. Let's hear what Pence have to say, because Pence, Mr. Pence, Vice President of these here United States, he chimed in a little bit today, too, because he didn't get a chime in yesterday. Let's hear what he had to say about this anti-Semitic president.
We condemn this vile act of vandalism and those who perpetrated in the strongest possible terms. That, along with other recent threats to Jewish community centers around the country, he declared it all. A sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
They need to get Pence a real microphone. Did you see that? He had to talk into a loudspeaker with a microphone. It's, you can do better, people. You could do better. But again, it won't be enough. It's never enough for some people. Doesn't matter what you do, right? It's like your mom, right? No matter what you do in life, it'll never be enough for her. It's like your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend. It'll never be enough. I could try, but it's never going to be enough. Got you a dozen roses? Well, I wanted 13. Got you 24 roses? Well, I wanted 25. It's never going to be enough. Never going to be enough. And that's one of these things. But I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. How is enforcing our borders racist? Well, he's going to come up with a way. They're going to come up with a way to make. How is going out and condemning anti-Semitism being anti-Semitic? Well, because it's not the way I want it done. Not the way you want it done? Nope. I want it done a different way. What are you going to do for me? How are you going to please me? Just curious. Everybody wants their own, right? Everybody needs their own. I need this. I need that. You need to tell me how I do this, that. Everybody wants their own. Never going to be enough. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Let's see here. Matt Pope just tweets as, at the Matthew S. Pope, tired of trotting out is code for I'm tired of facts disrupting my anti-Trump rant. Yeah, I think that's pretty much spot on there, Matt. You can text the show. You can also call the show, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Tonight, town hall meeting, kind of a debate of who is going to take over the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. Who is next is what's next on What's Next, Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see what's next.
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
We'll get to what's next next. We're talking about Trump being an anti-Semite, as according to a lot of people out there on the left, because he is the most racist, anti-Semitic president in the history of mankind, maybe ever, minus one person who happened to leave Germany, oh, some many, many moons ago. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Christian in Indy, what's happening?
All right. Honestly, I got to admit, like, ridiculing the president of the United States is ridiculous because, A, think about this. Imagine he's the pilot of a plane. We're all on that plane. If one, the people that are chanting, oh, dumb Trump, failed Trump, they're basically chanting for that plane to crash. We're all on that plane. So if he crashes, we're all going to be affected, and it's not going to be in a good, you know? Personally, I'm a millennial, and I hear all these millennials completely say, well, Trump is a misogynist, an anti-Semite, a sexist. But yet, every single time that they try to point to evidence, they point it to BuzzFeed, Facebook, and all these illegitimate news sources, which I'm like, go watch Fox. Like, watch Fox or a legitimate news source, because BuzzFeed, I remember that they were like, well, $5 pancake versus $100 pancake, which to me, it's like, if you're getting your news from those guys, then you might as well be getting news.
I hear you. I hear you, Christian. I appreciate you calling, man. We got to jump. We got some other calls, and I understand what he's trying to say. Look, Trump is facing a lot of backlash in a lot of ways, some of which he's done to himself. I'm not going to lie to you. But when I hear the anti-Semitism and all this kind of stuff, and we could talk about misogyny and this, that, and the other, and you know, did he treat certain women a certain way? You know what? We'll that's for another time. This was about anti-Semitism. I said, call, show me the proof. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Reuben, what's happening, man?
Mr. Benson, this is I'm just going to call in to say, you know, President Trump is getting a bad rap. I remember back when he was running before the general election, there was a gentleman, I think his name was David Duke, who was somehow, aligned with the KKK. And he goes on the next few days and he disavows him. And he said it so many times, I disavow him. I don't agree with him. You know, and that wasn't enough, as you said. You know, then a few days ago, he meets with Benjamin Netanyahu, and he kind of restores the relationship that we had with Israel, and I just don't see it. I just it's never enough. He can, like you said, go out and guard all the what needs to be guarded, you know, according to the Jewish people, and it's still not going to be enough. You know, he could go out.
No, it still won't, my man. It still won't, and you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter what he does. David Duke was a perfect example. David Duke and the people, the white nationalists, say we support Trump, we're voting for Trump, automatically Trump is apparently lumped into that camp, and boom, this is what we get. I appreciate your call, man. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. It is, people say, well, it's guilt by association. Come on. Enough, please. Can we just move on? What's next is happening right now. Tonight, the Dems are going to square off. Who's going to lead the Democrats? That's the thing that I think people are worried about if you're a Democrat, because you've got an old guard and a new guard. You got the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's. They ain't leading you into the new century. They ain't leading you into the old century. They ain't leading you anywhere. They've lost a lot over the last 8 years. They may have had President Obama, but it was downhill after that as far as them winning seats and keeping state houses and all that stuff. They lost a ton. Who is it now? Ellison seems to be the one. Rep. Keith Ellison, Minnesota. He has the edge over former Labor Secretary Tom Perez. Here's the funny thing. Of all the stuff, now he's disavowed it since, but he wrote some stuff about Louis Farrakhan and saying he's not racist or anti-Semitic. He sure in the hell stood up for a guy that said some stuff about the Jewish community and people. Now, in 2006, he disavowed it, but we won't talk about that. But I'll at least give you both sides of the story there. But the Democrats have to find out what they're going to do. And Ellison represents that kind of Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. I'm picking up the mantle. I'm younger, and I'm carrying it to the future. Because their big base is under 35. That's where that big base is. And they've got to figure out a way to bridge this gap between an older generation of Democrats who are Democrats and a younger generation of what I think they're hoping will be social Democrats. So tonight, they're going to battle that out. What's next for them? They're still going to be infighting. There is still going to be a civil war. There's still going to be white guilt and every kind of gender politics and identity politics you can think about. But I think for all intents and purposes, what's next is you're going to have this guy, Keith Ellison, as the leader of the Democratic Party moving forward. And we'll see how that goes for him and how he'll deal with the Trump-like world that he's going to find himself in. And also a world where you've got old white Democrats like the Pelosi's and the Schumer's of the world who still want to have their cake and eat it too. And you're going to find that it's going to be a very touchy Civil War-esque inside of their own. And can they right the ship? Going forward, he'll have 2 years to figure that out. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Love getting calls as well, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Uber, sexual harassment. Something inside of this sexual harassment and the way that certain people are treated. We're going to touch on that. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
That is supposed to be your job, man. Save poor slobs like me.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
So much stuff going on today. So much stuff. Got the Democrats getting ready to battle it out tonight. See who's going to lead the party. Crazy town halls going everywhere. Fights. You've got a breaking announcement that we're going to get to in a second. You can text the program 323-538-2423. And, of course, you can call the program 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. We're talking about the Democrats and how they've got their battle tonight to see who's going to take over for the embattled and eventually shamed Debbie Wasserman Schultz, followed by Donna Brazile, and now Keith Ellison, the rep from Minnesota. Looks like he's going to lead the party, but we will see. Todd and Muncie, what's happening?
Hey, Chad, what's happening, man?
Just hanging in there, brother. What's going on in your world?
Just making it happen. Just want to comment, you know, I was raised a Democrat, but and I was always told that the Democrats were the middle-class party and that the Republicans were all the rich people and that we should always be for the Democrats, but they've changed. And if you would look at a lot of the things that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama did on this immigration in their early years— it was the same stuff that Trump's doing now, and yet these people are complaining and yelling and screaming. Why is it we can't go back and look at these tapes and show what Clinton and the rest of the gang did against immigration back when they started?
Because it's selective memory. I mean, remember, when we saw this surge in what took place in the justice system and the three strikes and all of these kind of things, of which Clinton signed into law very hard, hard bill towards criminals. And guess what? Selective memory. Everything is selective. The narrative is being painted by the media in a lot of ways, and people like you and other people remember it out there. But I will tell you this, my man, the Democrats forget a lot of these things, right? They like to have the revisionist history, and because you have the media, it's easier to have that kind of revisionist history. It's other people out there that I think stay the course and realize that none of this is as it seems. But the Democrats have a lot of issues right now. They have lost their way when it comes to their base. They have lost that middle class who feel completely abandoned because of identity politics. They feel like it's all about social issues and not about getting the country moving forward in an economic way, which was their base, the unions, the manufacturing, all of that stuff. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. I'm telling you, they better figure it out. The reason that they're losing people is because that base that was once solidly there, that gave them something, has slowly but surely, especially in states like Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania, have moved over because they're not talking about the things that matter to them. Right? The things that matter to them. I'll tell you this right now. You are a 40-something-year-old living in the middle of the country. You got two young kids that are going to school. You and your wife or your husband are busting your butts. You're living day to day as far as paychecks goes, as far as getting by. You're having to forego something. You're living for the weekend just so you can coach your kids' T-ball league. You're busting your butts. If you're going to have enough for this or have enough for that, you only got one car. And the Democrats don't care about that. They care about identity politics. You'll hear about this today. You're going to hear about this tonight. And this will be something the Democrats and the liberals, and I hearten to say even Democrats anymore, because I think it's a progressive Democratic idea, a liberal idea, and there's Democrats. Just like there's conservative and Republicans, I think there's now a loud, boisterous side of the Democratic Party that has forsaken what was once their base. Tonight, they're going to talk about the administration withdrawing federal protections on transgender bathrooms. That'll be a huge thing for them. But you're sitting at home right now and you're struggling. You're sitting at home right now and you just interviewed for a new job that's going to maybe give you an opportunity to take a boost. You're sitting at home right now and you're praying to God that the rumors you're hearing about the place that you're working isn't going to lose. You're not going to lose your job because they're shipping those jobs somewhere else. You're hoping and praying. Democrats don't care about that no more. Nah, they don't. They care about, can a transgender go into this bathroom or that bathroom? They care about identity politics. They care about what you said 4 years ago, maybe not what you're about. They care about certain things like this, and they care about hating this guy. All you care about is you got a family. You got a business. You got student loans. You got to find a new job. Your paycheck isn't as big as you would like it to be. And you've been busting your ass double time. And it still doesn't seem to be getting anywhere. They don't care about that. They care about, can Sally, who's now Sam, go into a bathroom? Can Sam, who's now Sally, go into a bathroom? That's what they care about. That's why their base is struggling. And there's confusion. They have an identity problem right now. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Uber, big accusations coming out about Uber. And it's rock star culture, they call it. Former employee at Uber sent a bunch of, not just ripples, waves through the tech industry and through this millennial kind of industry on her personal blog that she was sexually harassed while working for the massive Uber company, the ride-hailing giant, as they call it, and that the human resource company tried to cover up what they're calling the rock star culture. Uber chief executive Travis Kalanick, who is already under a lot of pressure from a millennial group because he has been somewhat of a supporter of Trump. And, of course, in this day and age, sweet mother of God, you can't do that. To even say Trump did something well, you're going to get destroyed. I mean, think about this. We talked about it. Was it yesterday? Bono praised Mike Pence for the work he's doing in Africa with AIDS and destroyed. Just destroyed. Doesn't matter. Again, doesn't matter. This is an us versus them culture, and it's sad. It's sad. Dare I say at this moment in time in the culture we live in, even if you try to build a bridge, the person on the other side may bomb it to make sure that you don't get to that side. But you've got this culture in the tech community they talk about and in a lot of these communities. Let me tell you what this culture, this rock star culture is. There are certain people inside of organizations that get away with a lot of crap, that don't have to do the things that you do because they bring more to the company than you and other people do. So people are willing to put up with headaches. Doesn't make it right. Does not make it right. And so I'm going over some of the stuff that this lady has gone through. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to carve out something for you that I want you guys to take with you when you listen to this. All right? So I'm going to give you some of the things that she talked about. On her first official day, her manager propositioned her for sex via the company's chat platform. Don't know if that's true or not. She reported to HR, was told that even though this was clearly sexual harassment, he wouldn't be punished because he was a high performer. That's life. Sounds horrible, right? It's absolutely wrong. It's disgusting. It's a people get away with stuff. All right? But I got something for you here in a minute. She was given the option to switch to another team or stay put. She was warned later that most likely that this would result in a negative performance review and claimed it wouldn't be retaliation because she was given a choice. Talks about some of the other stuff. I'm going to tell you guys this right now. A couple years ago, I was working for a station out in Palm Springs. Won't use the name. But I was working out there. I was doing two jobs. I was a morning guy on a station, and I was the afternoon guy doing what I'm doing now. It's a few years ago. I went to an event, hosted an event for the music side of the thing. And we're giving away something. I don't know, a Stagecoach tickets or Coachella, one of those things. One of the salespeople there got completely hammered, just lit, like super double, triple lit. Like, there was several management people there. This was her account. The upper management at the time said, Chad, can you make sure she gets home safe? Because I don't drink. And it was the Coachella weekend. So the chances of you getting an Uber or a Lyft or a taxi was slim to none unless you wanted to wait 2 or 3 or 4 hours because they were doing what they do, which is make money with the people here for Coachella. So I said, fine. On the way home, now she had been somewhat verbally abusive to me and another person that was working there because she didn't like the way some of the stuff was going. But on the way home, she sexually propositioned me. She stuck her tongue down my throat and she grabbed my genitalia. And then told me what she wanted to do with me and to me. At the time, I was a little shocked. I was driving. I dropped her off, made sure she got in, watched her get into her house. I was in my car, drove in Monday morning, went in. I complained. And I didn't complain. I went in. I said, let me tell you what happened. Nothing happened to her because the same thing that happened to this woman. She's too valuable to the company. Your value is not to the company. She's too valuable. The money and revenue she brings in as a salesperson is too valuable to the company. But we'll make her apologize. Not only did she not apologize, I was also taken off all her accounts, so I lost money out of my pocket. And they never told the corporate office, which I found out later because I did complain, because she never did anything she said she was going to do. It's a rock star culture. If you produce in life, you'll get opportunities. You may screw up, but people will overlook them. You may absolutely be in the right in certain situations, but people will overlook them because they look at somebody and say, you're valuable to us far more than this person. And we'll pay her $50,000 to go away because you're bringing in $1 million a year. So we'll overlook that. It's true. It's not right. It is not right, but it's absolutely true. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Also call the program, lines open, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about the Democrats losing their base. We're talking about anti-Semitic Trump, who I find not to be anti-Semitic, but still waiting for somebody to call and disagree with me. Still waiting for somebody to call and give me some proof. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Let's talk about hiccups. Let's talk about the whiteboard that's banned, and is there a new earth? Say, what? Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what? Say what? Say what? Oh, we're going to say what in a second. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. You're taking your calls, talking about immigration. We're talking about politicians. We're talking about the failure of the Democratic Party to find themselves an identity and how they've kind of gone away from their base. Pam, what's happening?
Hey, you know, I am 56 years old. I have voted every year since I turned 18, and I am just sick to death of politicians thinking that we work for them. If they don't want to do their stinking jobs, they can get the hell out of the way, and we'll elect someone who does. You know, they need to get their heads out of their duffel bags.
You know what, Pam? That is easier said than done. The problem is why you think that way, because you're a level-headed, common-sense individual who gets it. Too many times, the people who are uninformed get to vote, and they continue to put the same knuckleheads inside of office that they shouldn't be, and you're absolutely right. Weak politicians need to get out of the way because it is costing us Americans in all kinds of ways. It really, really is. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much for holding. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. She's right, though, man. There are some knuckleheads out there. They all have their heads up their butts in a lot of ways. But I look at the Democrats. They're going to talk tonight. Leadership debate. They don't know where they're going. They're out of touch with their own selves. They're out of touch with the base that they have. And that is why this guy became president, Donald Trump. Because they jacked the pooch. They thought, hey, identity politics works. Oh, we've all had the hiccups before. Every one of us listening has had the hiccups in some way, some shape, some form. That's what it sounds like. If you don't know what it is, I just familiarized you with it. But not like this, lady. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Carly Reedzans.
They started and we thought it was funny for the first few days. But then after like a month or so, my mom took me to the doctor.
Not funny. And you heard her say, for the first few days, it was funny. But then a month, not funny anymore. Then 2 months, then three, then six, then 12, then 24. And we're 2 years into it. And the 17-year-old can't stop hiccuping. Why? Nobody knows. But this is what Dr. Daniel Fay, pediatric neurologist, thinks about Kaylee's incidents.
It seems to be some sort of a brain misfire. Is that all we can say right now? It may be something about the way that her body is perceiving certain stimuli. It may be the way that her body is growing. We don't know for sure exactly.
Wow. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, man, that's got to be a record. Not even close. Longest known hiccuper was 60 years. Earlier today, had somebody actually text me. We were talking a little bit about this, that said that it, because I said, does it happen in sleep? You know, do you hiccup? Guess what? You do hiccup in sleep, apparently. You do hiccup in sleep. We wish her the best. I feel bad for her. That's a struggle, kids. I mean, and I hate getting the hiccups. And the thing that would annoy me the most about this is obviously the hiccups, but I think after a while, you become probably so adjusted to it that you don't even really get it. You know, you don't feel it anymore. It doesn't bother you. It's just become a part of something. The thing that would be the most annoying is the constant reminder that you have the hiccups, because people out there continually come up to you and tell you their home remedies on how they can fix your hiccup situation. That would drive me crazy. You know, let me punch you in the stomach while I roll you down the street wrapped in saran wrap. And when you get to the bottom, we're going to make you eat a goldfish and then everything's fine. Like, whatever stupid thing somebody comes up with, you know, stand on your head and drink water, or, you know, have somebody scare you. That's probably too. She probably had the crap scared out of her 1,000 times. It's probably the wiring. I'm going to go with the doc on this one. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. And as always, keep the number handy. When you hear something we're talking about, you want to chime in, always welcome to do so. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Solid fun hour. We supersized that. We've given you the main course. We gave you an appetizer. Now we're going to wrap it up with a little bit of dessert. And I'm telling you what, this is fat-free, but lots of fun. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.